State education officials hired the Center for Assessment's Richard Hill 6 weeks ago to comb through the data of more than 495,000 ISTEP exams.
If the interruptions had had a marked effect on student achievement, we would not have seen scores going up this year from last year.
Yet that was exactly the pattern Hill saw. At the student level, school level, and state level, Hill says the data indicate the interruptions at least 79,000 students experienced on their ISTEP didn't have any impact at all on their scores. Still, Hill adds this caveat.
Didn't affect the test scores, certainly affected people.
Teachers and administrators reported the disruptions left students upset and frustrated. Vincennes Democrat Craig Battles says he doesn't dispute Hill's conclusion, but says teachers will have a tough time accepting this year's result.
This year is always going to have an asterisk, and questions are always going to remain no matter what the report says.
The report does mean state officials can begin reporting ISTEP results to students and parents. State Superintendent Glenda Ritz told lawmakers she's offered flexibility to local districts in using the test data in teacher evaluation scores, and Hill's study is not done. He'll try to determine if individual student scores should be thrown out because of an interruption. If they are, Ritz says they will not count towards a school's A through F letter grade rating. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.